This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Oh, we love our gadgets. We do. We want them small, we want them light, and we want them long-lasting. Small we got, light we got. The only problem is that last bit, and that comes down to physics. Marketplace's Queen of Kim has the battery story.
The smartwatch has been the techie dream since forever.
It's here at last, the new Dick Tracy.
And there's a lot of excitement about it lately because the mobile revolution has finally shrunk the computing that once sat on our desktop onto our wrist.
Tracy to kids. Come in, kids.
Mark Vandenberg is a venture capitalist at Technology Partners in Palo Alto, California. He says while the electronics have shrunk, the batteries that power them haven't. On an iPhone, for example, the battery takes up nearly half the real estate.
If my watch is going to become my new smartphone, and I don't want the watch to be a nice piece of jewelry and for me to have to wear a big armband battery next to it.
That problem is sparking a renewed interest in battery technology among tech companies and investors in Silicon Valley. But Vandenberg says the battery problem extends well beyond wearables into electric cars and renewable energy.
The investment community sees the need, certainly consumer electronics, but we also have the automobile marketplace, and we have utility-scale storage devices. All three of those things are the demand that the investment community has woken up to.
Just down the road from Vandenberg, Yi Choi is working in his lab. He's the CEO of a venture-backed startup called Amprius.
So I wear two hats. I'm a professor at Stanford, so I do research here.
Choi's team is testing the boundaries of battery technology.
My group invented paper batteries and textile batteries.
That's paper and textile batteries. Choi says batteries are hard to develop because they live in the world of material science. Or very simply put, it all depends on finding the right material. Sometimes materials like paper don't hold enough charge. Or others, like precious metals, can be too expensive. And often, they can be dangerous.
The safety concern is there. Make sure the packaging is good. You don't leak out anything bad to your body.
Sorting through these issues takes a lot of research, time, and testing.
We are doing charge and discharge testing.
Choi's showing me his battery testing machine. It's around 4 feet high and has 100 little slots. In them, flat silver button batteries like the ones you see in a watch. He's testing batteries made with silicon.
We call it the button cell, the corn cell we made.
Corn, you said?
Yeah, C-O-I-N, corn.
Coin cell.
Corn cell.
Oh, but inside the coin is the silicon.
That's right. Inside
Choi says silicon allows the battery to last 25% longer than other batteries, and he's got venture capital money to research and develop it further. He says he's produced a small number of batteries for Asian smartphone manufacturers. Jim Kim is a venture capitalist at Formation 8, and he's rooting for Amprius. But he says
there's a valley of death that exists between the research lab and commercialization.
He says while venture capitalists might be funding the research, nobody is paying to manufacture the batteries on a mass scale, at least not in the U.S.
If we think about what needs to be done, you have to build a plant, and that's very expensive. And this is a process that takes a long time to tune. You have to be safe with it. If you make a mistake, it's catastrophic.
Kim says a battery factory can cost up to hundreds of millions of dollars. While the electric car maker Tesla has talked about building a battery factory, Kim says it's mainly Korean conglomerates like LG that are getting into the space.
And then you've had Panasonic, Samsung, companies like BYD and Lixin in China who have built their factories on the back of government subsidies. Those are the players which are now dominating the market. And that's a shame.
It's a shame, he says, because while there's no doubt that the U.S. is a leader in developing batteries, it's ceding the manufacturing to somebody else. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.